The 27-year-old Eminem, whose real name is Marshall Mathers and whose other nickname is Slim Shady, is currently the best-selling rapper in the country. On the other hand, many people find his new CD contemptible because of its misogynist and homophobic lyrics, some of which you're about to hear in Ken Tucker's review. The new CD is called the Marshall Mathers LP. Ken says Eminem's success in the genre is unusual, in part because he's white. Ken is also surprised by the large amount of critical praise this X-rated rapper has received.
I don't do black music. I don't do white music. Nope. I make fight music for high school kids. Put lives at risk when I drive like this.
The massive sales figures and critical raves for Eminem's new release, the Marshall Mathers LP, have done much to obscure the stench of his assiduously obscene, tiresomely garrulous music. At first, I thought the LP in the title was odd, that Eminem was probably the last rapper this side of Grandmaster Flash who thinks in terms of long-playing records. Then I realized that even he seems to know it takes forever to play this tedious thing all the way through. Just as I can admire the sadomasochistic literary fiction of prose writers ranging from Jean Genet to Dennis Cooper, while still finding the stuff a chore to plow through, so do Eminem's spoken tales of wife-beating and murder, his proclamations of hatred for women and gays, strike me as both self-aware and repetitively repellent. Marshall Mathers, to use his real name, is no dim bulb know-nothing. He understands exactly what his provocations are. Shock turn-ons for a younger audience than Genet or Cooper usually attracts.
When I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my daddy was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. But then I got a little bit older and I realized she was the crazy one. But there was nothing I could do or say to try to change it, cause that's just the way she was. They said I can't rap about being broke no more. They say I can't rap about coke no more. Slut, you think I won't choke no whore till the vocal cords don't work in the throat no more? These motherfuckers are thinking I'm playing, thinking I'm saying this, cause I'm thinking it just to be saying it. Put your hands down, bitch, I ain't gonna shoot you. I'ma pull you to this bullet and put it through you. Shut up, slut.
Praise for Eminem invariably concentrates on his technical skills. Neil Strauss in the New York Times is typical, citing Eminem's, quote, gifts as including, quote, the ability to make any two letters in a word in common rhyme, as well as his rap's, quote, complex internal rhyme schemes and rhythmic repetitions. This is the kind of reasoning that's often applied to dull folk music. The melodies may be tedious, but the artist composes like, gosh, a real literary artist. To which I invariably reply, whether the subject is Judy Collins or Eminem, if I want poetry, I'll read it on the page, thank you. I go to CDs, or LPs, for popular song, which is to say, an artful nexus of word and music, a synthesis at which Eminem fails. For Eminem to be effective, to be more than an overrated novelty act, he'd have to expand the content of those complex rhymes and his engagingly varied vocal delivery with subject matter less unvarying than his contempt for women and male-male sex. Here's his attempt at self-justification.
A lot of people think that what I say on record or what I talk about on a record that I actually do in real life, or that I believe in it. Or if I say that I want to kill somebody, that I'm actually going to do it, or that I believe in it. If you believe that, then I'll kill you. You know why? Because I'm a criminal! With a jagged edge, it'll stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or les. Is it a homo sex, a math, or a trans vest? Pants or dress, hate fags, the answer's yes. Homophobic, nah, you just heterophobic. Staring in my jeans, watching my genitals bulging. That's my you better let go of them. They belong in my scrotum, you'll never get hold of them. Hey, it's me, Versace. Whoops, somebody shot me, and I was just checking the mail. Get it, checking the mail. How many records you expect?
I'd say that current master rappers such as Jay-Z and Mos Def have no reason to lose sleep over this twerp, but unfortunately, as black artists, they do. Because once again, the predominantly white media have seized a white artist to valorize beyond aesthetic reason. The best response to Eminem has come from an unlikely but welcome corner, Britney Spears, slandered by name along with other teen pop stars on the Marshall Mathers LP, has, instead of getting mad, laughed off Slim Shady's insults with admirable derisiveness. Me, I echo her snickers and crank up a better release, such as the new Del the Funky Homo Sapiens CD. Then I settle in to read some Elizabeth Bishop. Talk about your internal rhyme. That is one hoe who's got it going on.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.